news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just 1 minute. Plus that in-depth weather discussion on the tropics coming up at 6:35 with tropical weather in the Gulf of Mexico. And now a new name, Storm Gonzalo in the Atlantic. Details are coming up. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Great start so far this morning coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Looks good from Range Line to Halls Mill Road along I-10 all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road and heading northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com. Now I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms. The high's around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you.
Right, 6:07 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you along on this Thursday morning. Lots to do. Plus, Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. So that's going to be happening here at around 7:50. And nice out. I just stepped out. 74 now as we get started, which is a lot better than the 80 degrees we had just a couple days ago. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. All right. It's a national story. It's a story in the Sun Belt. It's a story across the planet as coronavirus cases continue to rise. But we are the real story here in the United States, and specifically the spiking cases across the Sun Belt. Dalton has the latest numbers nationally and here locally.
Yeah, Sean, we start nationally as we do every morning, and we're getting awfully close to 4 million total positive cases of coronavirus. The number now stands at 3.95 million. There's been over 135,000 deaths in America due to COVID-19. Yesterday, America added 70,403 new cases. The seven-day averages are at all-time highs for both testing and new cases. We're averaging 783,000 tests per day over the last week and just about 67,000 new cases per day. That's right around an 8.5% total positivity rate for America over the last 7 days. There were 1,126 deaths added yesterday, the second day in a row with more than 1,000 deaths and the highest number since May 24th. We're averaging 834 per day over the last week, and we've now crossed the 48 million mark for total tests performed for COVID nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama now, 70,413 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,325 have died due to COVID-19. The hospitalization numbers were not updated yesterday. The latest we have is that 1,547 were currently hospitalized by Tuesday. Yesterday, 1,338 cases added for the state. We're averaging 1,741 cases per day over the last week, also averaging 9,697 tests per day. That's nearly an 18% positivity rate for Alabama, much, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. 57 deaths reported yesterday. That's 10 more than the all-time high of 47, which was reported last Wednesday. Seven-day average not at its high, but it did climb again yesterday to 20 deaths per day. Mobile County added 164 new cases with 7 new deaths yesterday. The totals now stand at 6,443 cases for Mobile County with 168 deaths. Baldwin County added 87 new cases and 0 new deaths. They've had 2,166 264 cases with 15 that have died. Washington County, 234 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 403 cases with 8 deaths. Monroe County, 332 cases with 3 deaths. Kanawha County, 299 cases with 9 deaths. Escambia County, 697 cases with 15 that have died. Choctaw County, 244 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 363 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County again saw the most number of cases yesterday. They added 187 cases with 5 deaths. Jefferson County now has 9,275 coronavirus cases, nearly 3,000 more than Mobile County, which has the second most number of cases in the state. Yesterday, Mobile County and Baldwin County were the second and third, saw the second and third highest increases in numbers of new cases. And that's a look around the state and the nation with coronavirus.
And Dalton, I appreciate the update here. Also, we'll talk later on, at least a claim now, a police officer in Mount Vernon says that he got COVID-19 from giving CPR. Remember, Mount Vernon instituted their mask ordinance well before anywhere else in Mobile County. Really, I think before anywhere else in the state, with the exception of maybe Birmingham. We'll talk about that coming up. And also testing. How hard is it to get tests these days? We'll talk about the different options out there coming up this hour. Also in sports.
Well, the Alabama High School Athletic Association appears to be on their way to starting football and the other fall sports on time. I've got that coming up. Plus, in Major League Baseball, we have a new contract record player for the LA Dodgers that used to be on the Red Sox, and I'll let you know who that is coming up in sports.
Also, in the world of weather, we'll talk to Dr. Bill more about this, but you've got a tropical system here that is heading for Texas, going to be a big rainmaker, and just now, over the last hour, in the Atlantic, what was Tropical Depression 7 has now become Tropical Storm Gonzalo. Dr. Bill has those details straight ahead. We'll check headlines next, right here.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes 2 tournament quality fields, 2 practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting. And there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn the former archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It appears that Alabama high school fall sports will begin on time this season. Yesterday, the AHSAA Central Board approved the association's return to play best practices, recommended guidelines. Today, Executive Director Steve Savarese has a scheduled virtual press conference at 1 p.m. where he's expected to officially announce the return to play plan. Under the approved rules, fall sports teams have the option to begin fall workouts this coming Monday and can hold their first competitions on August 20th. Just in time for the start of the 2020 Major League Baseball season, superstar outfielder Mookie Betts and the LA Dodgers agreed yesterday to a 12-year, $365 million contract extension. The deal for the former American League MVP tops the previous extension record of $360 million, which was signed by Mike Trout. And Betts' contract includes a record $65 million signing bonus. He's now the sixth MLB player to sign a contract worth over $300 million. The 27-year-old Betts had spent his entire career with Boston until the Dodgers acquired him from the Red Sox in a blockbuster trade over the winter. He's considered one of the best all-around players in baseball, a four-time All-Star with four gold gloves, and won the World Series and AL MVP award with Boston back in 2018. The Dodgers have now locked up a young roster full of stars for the near future. They've won seven consecutive NL West titles and lost two World Series in the last four seasons. As the country continues to try to get the coronavirus under control, the NFL confirmed yesterday that if fans are allowed at NFL games this season, they'll be having to wear masks. The league has not announced a policy on whether fans will be allowed to attend games. They're instead leaving it up to teams to make the decision based on local mandates. The Atlanta Falcons released plans yesterday for hosting between 10 and 20,000 fans at 2020 home games. The Jets and Giants announced Monday they would have no fans at their home games at MetLife Stadium until further notice. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis said he's leaning towards not having fans attend games at their new Allegiant Stadium in Vegas this season. The LA Rams announced Tuesday that the new SoFi Stadium will be, quote, at limited or no capacity this year. And Philadelphia city officials last week announced that no fans will be allowed in stands during the Eagles games in 2020. With or without fans, once those regular season games begin September 10th, it'll likely be the first time that NFL officials will have set foot on a football field since the last games they called in the 2019 season. In a normal year, officiating crews get some practice by working team training camps and have traditionally worked four preseason games each season. But with no preseason scheduled and league protocols keeping them away from team training camps, it doesn't appear that referees will be able to practice with their crews until the penalty flags start flying in week one. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced yesterday that rookie forward Zion Williamson has been getting tested daily for the coronavirus since he's been away from the team. The Pelicans added that although there's no timetable for his return, Williamson fully intends to rejoin the team. Zion left the team and Disney's NBA bubble on July 16th because of a family medical emergency. According to NBA protocol, if he continues to test negative each day that he's gone, he only has to quarantine for 4 days upon his return. If he were not testing daily, Zion would have to quarantine for at least 10 days when he returns. The Pelicans will face the Utah Jazz on July 30th on the opening night of the league's restart. For Williamson to be eligible to play in that game, he'd have to be back in the bubble by this Sunday. On the sports schedule for today, finally, it's MLB opening day for the shortened 2020 regular season. Tonight at 6, the season begins with the World Series champion Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees. Then at 9 o'clock, the LA Dodgers host San Francisco. Both of those games will air on ESPN. The NASCAR Cup Series hits the track at Kansas Speedway for the final midweek race of the 2020 season. Points leader Kevin Harvick won the pole position in a drawing, with Joey Logano starting to his side. The green flag will fly right not long after 6:45 on NBCSN. And the first round of the 3M Open in Minnesota begins this morning on the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are the pre-tournament favorites. Live coverage begins at 1:30 on the Golf Channel. 620 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's finally a live sports Mobile Mornings Report.
For
for the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms. The highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pierce Law Firm.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. We look great from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. The Bayway, the Causeway, also no delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, and you could buy a new or used cart too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. We'll be checking in with Dr. Bill here. It's a little more than 10 minutes from right now. Some showers coming through like they have been the last few mornings in South Mobile County and South Baldwin County. And we'll talk about what's going on in the Gulf right now. Tropical weather heading to Texas and now the newly named Gonzalo in the Atlantic. Lots to talk about with Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. All right. Yesterday, President Trump, as part of his pledge to bring law and order to the United States, said he was sending extra federal agents to cities to help fight crime. The administration is taking pains to say personnel will work alongside local police, as he's done for decades. Bob Constantini reports there is also another coronavirus update from the president.
First up will be Chicago, which the president frequently criticizes for its rising murder and shooting statistics. After that, President Trump citing Albuquerque.
A surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's okay with federal agents working alongside her city's police to help lower crime, but she's warned Chicago will not tolerate armed, riot gear-clad, no-name police that have been regularly clashing with racial justice protesters in Portland. Attorney General William Barr.
And we're going to continue to confront mob violence, but the operations we're discussing today are classic crime fighting.
Minutes after the president announced hundreds of federal agents would be sent to Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot responded that she will only allow a hand-in-hand effort as opposed to heavily armed personnel.
That's not democracy that we saw unfolding on the streets of Portland. That's what we call tyranny and dictatorship, and we are not having it in Chicago.
There are racial justice protests in Chicago from time to time, but the effort is to fight violent crime and drug dealing that fuels much of it. However, President Trump holds out the hope mayors will be willing to let him send in tactical units.
I think in their own way, they want us to go in. There'll be a time when they're going to want us to go in full blast, but right now we're sending extra people to help.
It was another solo coronavirus update from the president in the briefing room, saying he is the person who gets advice from the experts and can consolidate a message for the American people.
I would like to see the schools open 100%, and we'll do it safely, we'll do it carefully.
The president's been threatening to withhold federal funds from school systems that don't reopen classrooms in the fall. Many say they will rely on distance learning, while the president insists children have better immune systems.
They don't catch it easily, they don't bring it home easily, and if they do catch it, they get better fast. That is a factor, and we're looking at that very strongly.
That advice echoed by the head of the CDC, who urges schools to get back to classroom learning. Joe Biden's campaign is pulling out the Obama card again. A new one-minute video ad has been cut out of a conversation the former president and his vice president filmed a few weeks ago. It will be targeted to middle-class voters in certain markets, focusing on President Trump's handling of the coronavirus crisis.
Can you imagine standing up when you're a president saying, it's not my responsibility? I take no responsibility.
Literally. Those words didn't come out of our mouths while we were in office.
I don't understand his inability to get a sense of what people are going through.
The president is trying to appear more concerned, starting with Tuesday's personal update to the nation in the briefing room. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, 625 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings. A tough thing is Obama's not on the ticket this fall, Joe Biden. It's just you flying solo. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, check in with Dr. Bill, and it is a Thursday. That means Captain Bobby joins us at 7:50. Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert in the 8 o'clock hour. So that's all straight ahead. Of course, more details on that and show schedules, podcasts, all that kind of good stuff on our website, fmtalk1065.com. All right, Dalton, you ready for some chicken?
Always, yes.
Okay. How about some printed chicken? Some finger-licking printing like, going on here.
Like on paper, or what are we talking here?
Let me try to explain here. From Fox News, the story says the international fast food chain, KFC, is creating an entirely new restaurant concept. Okay, this is great. Which begins with a rather futuristic premise, 3D printed chicken, y'all. Yes, the bioprinting technology capable of creating chicken meat in a partnership with 3D Bioprinting Solutions Research Laboratory in Moscow, Russia. What could go wrong?
Right.
What could go wrong? Russian 3D printed chicken. The so-called meat of the future was dreamed up in response to the growing popularity of a healthy lifestyle and nutrition. Are they saying that in Russia? Really? A little vodka with your chicken. The annual increase in demand for alternatives to traditional meat, and now the need to develop more environmentally friendly methods of food production. So bring out the 3D printer, right? According to the study by the American Environmental Science and Technology Journal, they reported in their release, growing meat from cells can cut greenhouse gases 25-fold. I know the chickens were as gassy as the cows, but they said the lab hopes to be the first to create lab-grown chicken nuggets that resemble the real thing in both taste and appearance. KFC is testing that coming up this fall. All right, coming right back. News headlines are next. Yuck.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes two tournament-quality fields, two practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting, and there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn the former archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New START program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
If you or someone in your family has a problem with alcohol abuse, Al-Anon is a self-supporting family group that helps families by practicing the 12 Steps Recovery Program, by welcoming and giving support to families of alcoholics and giving understanding and encouragement to the alcoholic. Alateen is a recovery program for young people. You can find local meeting times and places in Alabama and Northwest Florida by Googling Al-Anon Mobile, Alabama.
Mayors in multiple cities are objecting to President Trump's plans to send federal officers in to fight crime.
Chicago is a disaster.
President Trump announcing a plan to surge federal law enforcement officers to Chicago and other cities. Before he was president, Trump blamed his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, for Chicago's crime problem. Trump now blaming Democrats at the local level, making the topic a campaign issue as he runs on a law and order theme.
Right now we're sending extra people to help.
But local leaders don't want that help, including Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
That's what we call tyranny and dictatorship.
She later said that if they come, the agents need to be focused on gun violence, not policing on the streets. I'm Reed Binion.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, was tear-gassed by federal agents yesterday as he stood with protesters at a fence guarding a federal courthouse. Mayor Wheeler said it was important to oppose what he calls unconstitutional federal occupation. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Wendy's is hoping to expand its customer base with new rewards programs. Under the loyalty plan launched on Wendy's app, for every $1 spent, customers receive 10 points that can be redeemed for free food and drinks within 1 year. Points can be earned by orders made on the Wendy's app, or customers can scan their QR code at the register or drive-through in stores. The rewards include a 150-point small frosty milkshake, a 450-point breakfast Baconator sandwich, and a 700-point salad. Wendy's is the first major burger chain to launch a rewards program focused on food. A judge has thrown out several key claims in a lawsuit that the creator and several producers of the hit TV show The Walking Dead filed against AMC Networks over profit sharing. The group alleged that the deal between AMC Studios, which makes the show, and AMC Networks was below market rate and allowed AMC Networks to keep a bigger share of the profits, but the judge found the AMC honored its agreement. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you by Silver Creek Range. Online, silvercreekrange.com. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, a little better here on the start, 74 this morning. I'll take what we can get.
Yeah. Well, we've got another very humid day, but we also have a weather feature out in the Gulf, and that is a tropical depression. This is the same tropical wave that we've been tracking across the Bahamas and then the Florida Peninsula. And now it's over the central Gulf, and it is headed toward Texas. It should stay well away from our area, but we're going to see the winds pick up a little bit, mainly out of the east, around 10 to 20 miles per hour. And it looks like there could be some rip currents along the coast. But all of the bad weather should be well out over the Gulf and, again, headed in the direction of Texas. But we will see showers and a few thunderstorms develop today. And temperatures, well, up around 90 degrees or this afternoon. Now, tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, as that depression moves a little more toward the western Gulf, we'll have more of a southeast wind, a lot of moisture coming in, and a good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s. But in the weekend, for the weekend, it looks a little bit better because all of the rain and the weather associated with the depression, which could become a tropical storm when it reaches the Texas coast on Saturday. And so Saturday we can expect partly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs again in the upper 80s, near 90 degrees. Sunday, same thing, scattered mainly afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The high will be in the upper 80s. And it looks like we'll see readings in the upper 80s for Monday and Tuesday, with still a good chance for some showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon.
All right, so this could be a named storm by the time it gets into the Texas coast, you're saying?
It could be a minimal tropical storm by the time it reaches Texas, and most likely it'll be halfway between Houston and Corpus Christi will be where the center of the storm will move in on Saturday.
All right, speaking of named storms, just this morning now we have Gonzalo in the mix.
Yeah, we do. We've been looking at that storm, which was halfway between the African coast and the Caribbean. Now it's a little bit closer now to the Caribbean, but still quite a ways to go yet. And it has strengthened. It's up around 50 mile per hour winds and will likely become a hurricane. And when it arrives on the Windward Islands, way off. It's going to take quite a bit of time. And once it gets into the Caribbean, conditions will not be so favorable for development. It could weaken back into a tropical storm, and several days away it could possibly reach, let's say, Jamaica in the Caribbean. But that's well into next week. We'll have quite a bit of time to watch the development or the decrease in intensity of this storm.
And we were talking about this earlier in the week. It seems that kind of parade effect setting up over the Atlantic. Is there anything else you're watching?
Well, there's still some tropical waves that are coming off the African coast. Nothing forming at this time. But it looks like we are in for a period now where we're going to see some of this activity out in the Atlantic. Atlantic doesn't really reach its peak water temperature till the middle of September.
So we got a long ways to go, that's for sure, Dr. Bill.
Yes.
We appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, of course, with your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5, and his eyes on the tropics all hurricane season long. All right, 6:38 on the way. We've got a sports update coming up with Dalton, and we'll check traffic next.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. We've had a great start coming in for Baldwin County. Again, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. The Bayway, the Causeway, looking good. Through Mobile, Government, Pleasant Valley, also Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65 starting to see some heavier traffic, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring and offering great savings store-wide. Visit them today. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
All right, 640 FM Talk, 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. And Dr. Bill, with a, it looks by, like by the weekend, things are looking better. Oh, also, I got to get this before we run out of time this morning. The Apalachicola oyster story. I saw this yesterday. Well, I'll just give you the short of it. They're talking about putting Apalachicola oysters on quarantine for like years now, not because there's anything wrong with them health-wise right now, but they're over-harvested and they have issues with you know, getting the freshwater mix there. But Apalachicola at one point supplied, I think, 90% of the state of Florida's oysters, and a lot of them that processed right here in South Mobile County. They're getting ready to shut that thing down, but we'll try to get to that story coming up in just a little bit. Plus, this, okay, remember yesterday, Dalton, we talked at length about liability and the questions of liability surrounding COVID-19 and what Mitch McConnell is trying to get in that bill in the Senate. What we've talked about should happen at a state level as well for small businesses. I really still tell you, I think it has part of the questions on rolling out schools, getting schools back open. I think school systems are worried about this as well. Well, okay, so I saw this headline from WKRG. Brianna Hollis filed the story, said, and this is on the public safety side, said Mount Vernon was one of the first places in Alabama to institute a mask ordinance. While police officers monitored it, they also followed it, leading by example, and then they do some, you know, the officer on the street talked to Matthew Gargan with the Mount Vernon Police Department. And then here we go. So they go on to say, for Gargan, the emergency came on Tuesday afternoon early on in the pandemic. He said, I got a phone call, a dispatch to an unconscious individual. He said when he got, end quote, when he got there, the victim's stepson was trying to get the unconscious man to breathe again. Quote here, he was tired. He asked me to take over. I took over. I had my mask in my hand, and I was doing chest compression. So this is the officer talking there in Mount Vernon. Gargan then took over CPR as the first responder on the scene. When backup got there, he said he was told to go outside and put on his mask. He said, I went outside, put on my mask, and then county EMS showed up, and they said, hey, look, the wife believes this is COVID-related, end quote. It was shortly after Gargan tested positive and quarantined for 2 weeks, and they go through the, you know, the hand sanitizer and all the stuff you're supposed to do, but it says if he has to do CPR again, it's still mind over mask. He said, I've got to get in there. It's my job. But there's a story, even though this officer is saying, hey, it's my job. I've recovered, and that's great, and deference to that officer, and celebrate that officer who says he'd do it again to save a life. But what about that? You know, we've talked about schools going back in and questions with businesses, liability. What if you're somebody who is going to give CPR and that person is COVID positive? Does that change the response out there, and does it change liability for cities or EMSs out there? I mean, there's so many of these questions going on.
Yeah, you know, our law enforcement and firefighters, EMTs, they already have such a difficult job. I mean, pre-pandemic, talk about how tough those jobs are. But that's why they're, you know, heroes daily, because I would venture to say, I don't know 100%, but that most of the law enforcement, EMTs, firefighters, they would go mind over matter in so many of these cases. And when it comes to saving a life or helping someone out, that they're willing to, you know, put themselves at risk like that. And they continue to do that every day. But you're right, liability issues, that's going to be something that will carry on even past this pandemic for businesses and cities, everybody basically.
Yeah, they got to get something done in Washington for sure. And speaking of mask out there and those that are just fed up with the idea of having to wear a mask, there's I'm sure there's more than one place, but I stumbled upon this last night, an Etsy store. You know what this Etsy thing is?
Yeah, it's kind of like craft stores that you can sell things from your own home.
For crafty people.
Yeah.
Now there are at least one person out there selling anti-mask masks for anti-maskers.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you have to wear the mask, but you want to let everybody know that you're angry. This is, I guess, the mask version of, you know, my parents went to New York and all I got is this stupid T-shirt or something like that T-shirt. There's mask here. It says, this mask is useless. This is written on the mask.
Mm.
Another mask with the word placebo written on it. Another mask says, my dad didn't serve this country for me to wear a mask. I guess that's for the kids.
Uh-huh.
This one says, this mask is as useless as the governor.
Wow.
This one says, maybe Orwell got the date wrong.
That's going pretty in-depth. Any that say, I'm with stupid. Have you seen any of those?
Well, I have not seen that one. I did see, does this mask make me look safe? And another one says, freedom doesn't look like this. So there's a down with tyranny. Mm. So now one that says, I'm being forced to wear this. So in true American fashion, which I love the spirit of our country, you force somebody to wear a mask, people are upset about it, and somebody's going to make a dollar off of protest mask out there. So that is something you can Google and probably find if you want to show everybody how unhappy you are with wearing your mask. All right, 6:46 coming up in sports.
Alabama high school fall sports look like they're going to get started on time. I'll let you know more coming up in sports. Also, a baseball player signs a contract worth $365 million. That's a lot of money, Sean. I'll let you know who that was coming up in sports.
All right, straight ahead, we'll also check headlines from WKRG next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes two tournament-quality fields, two practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting, and there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn the former archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
All right, 10 minutes till 7, FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It appears that Alabama high school fall sports will begin on time this season. Yesterday, the AHSAA Central Board approved the association's return to play best practices recommended guidelines. Today, Executive Director Steve Savarese has a scheduled virtual press conference at 1 p.m. where he's expected to officially announce the return to play plan. Under the approved rules, fall sports teams have the option to begin fall workouts this coming Monday. They can also hold their first competitions on August 20th. Just in time for the start of the 2020 Major League Baseball season, superstar outfielder Mookie Betts and the LA Dodgers agreed yesterday to a 12-year, $365 million contract extension. The deal for the former American League MVP tops the previous extension record of $360 million, which was signed by Mike Trout last year. Betts' contract includes a record $65 million signing bonus. He's now the sixth MLB player to sign a contract worth over $300 million. The 27-year-old had spent his entire career with Boston until the Dodgers acquired him from the Red Sox in a blockbuster trade over last winter. Betts is considered one of the best all-around players in baseball. He's a four-time All-Star with four gold gloves and won the World Series and AL MVP award with Boston back in 2018. The Dodgers have now locked up a young roster full of stars for the near future. They've won seven consecutive NL West titles and lost two World Series in the last four seasons. As the country continues to try to get the coronavirus under control, the NFL confirmed yesterday that if fans are allowed at NFL games this season, they will have to wear masks. The league has not announced a policy on whether fans will be allowed to attend games. They're instead leaving that up to teams to make the decision based on local mandates. And the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, they released plans for hosting between 10 and 20,000 fans at their 2020 home games. The Jets and Giants announced Monday there would be no fans at their home games at MetLife Stadium until further notice. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis said that he's leaning towards not having fans at home games at the new Las Vegas Allegiant Stadium. And the LA Rams announced Tuesday that the SoFi Stadium will be at limited or no capacity this year. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced Wednesday that rookie forward Zion Williamson has been getting tested daily for the coronavirus since he's been away from the team. The Pelicans added that although there's no timetable for his return, Williamson fully intends to rejoin the team. Zion left the Pelicans and Disney's NBA bubble back on July 16th because of a family medical emergency. According to NBA protocol, if Williamson continues to test negative each day that he's gone, he only has to quarantine for 4 days upon his return. The Pelicans will face the Utah Jazz on July 30th on the opening night of the league's restart. For Williamson to be eligible to play in that game, he'd have to be back in the bubble by this Sunday. And on the sports schedule for today, finally, it's MLB opening day for the shortened 2020 regular season. Tonight at 6, the season begins with the World Series champion Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees. Then at 9 o'clock, the LA Dodgers host San Francisco. Both of those games will air on ESPN. The NASCAR Cup Series hits the track at Kansas Speedway for the final midweek race of the 2020 season. Points leader Kevin Harvick won the pole position in a drawing, with Joey Logano starting to his side. The green flag will fly not long after 6:45 tonight on NBCSN. And the first round of the 3M Open in Minnesota begins this morning on the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are the pre-tournament favorites. Live coverage begins at 1:30 on the Golf Channel. 6:53 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms. The highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, so far the few accidents we've had have been minor and moved into parking lots. Looks great so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, again from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Watch your speed. Officer's been working a little bit of radar, but nothing out of the ordinary. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. Find your new car at Spring Hill Toyota. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hey, Dalton, what about this? So we've got schools delayed starting, but sports right on time. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, you're pretty much right on there. You know, Mobile County Schools, they announced last week that they would be going virtual only and not even until September 1st, and that'll be for the first 9 weeks of the semester. Most of the other counties around us said they are planning on starting school on time, albeit with a virtual option in place. But then yesterday, Birmingham City Schools announced they're going to follow the same track that Mobile County Schools and go virtual only for the first few weeks of the semester. Those are two of the biggest, if not the biggest. I know Mobile County has the most students in class, 53,000 in Mobile County, and then another 23,000 at Birmingham City. But the AHSAA, they say football is going to start as planned, and Steve Savarese even said recently that just because someone is taking virtual classes, there's no bylaw that says they can't play sports. So I think that's setting up an interesting battle with some of these parents that might not want their kids out there.
Now, I can argue that, you know, when you're out on the football practice field, it's probably a pretty decent place. I mean, you can't have social distancing for down linemen. You know, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the quarterback, but you are outside. You've got those advantages of not having a closed circuit of air. But the optics of it, I wonder, whether it's right or wrong, it's today's world. The optics of it, will there be pushback that says, hey, you know, y'all can't get school started back normally, but you can get sports started back normally? What kind of message? I don't know that I disagree with the move, but I just wonder, I just wonder how that's going to be seen by people in the state and across the country. So, all right, coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings. Big check news and get Dr. Bill's forecast all coming up next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes two tournament quality fields, two practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting, and there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn the former archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Big Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all. And so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. quick.
We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you.
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204.